Now, on a slightly different subject, our precious metals like gold have been found to have a cosmic origin. For many years, very rare elements like gold, platinum and tungsten have been fascinating and confusing geoscientists. They're much more common in ancient meteorites on Earth, but the problem isn't that they're very rare on Earth, but they aren't rare enough. The Earth was formed out of similar material to the meteorites, but all the energy from crashing into it and sort of accumulating to form a sphere thoroughly melted it. Slowly, the dense iron and nickel sank towards the centre, forming a metallic core, which is also thought to create the Earth's magnetic field. The problem is that as this iron and nickel sank, it should have taken with it almost all of the iron-loving elements, like gold, platinum and tungsten, leaving almost nothing in the crust. Matthias Vilbold and his colleagues have proved where the gold in your ring probably came from. They've been studying the abundance of different isotopes of tungsten, the common tungsten 184 compared to the less common tungsten 182. Is interesting because tungsten 182 can be created by the decay of another element, hafnium 182, and the hafnium forms minerals of silicon, so it wasn't pulled down into the core. So if no extra tungsten has been added to the system, there should be lots of extra 182 in the crust compared to the ancient meteorites. Interestingly, they didn't find this signal strongly in most of the rocks from all around the world they tested of various ages, except in very ancient 3.8 billion year old rocks in Greenland. This is very interesting as these rocks date from the end of a period of bombardment by meteorites. The group suggests that the meteorites brought in large quantities of tungsten 184 and of course all the other elements like gold and platinum to all over the rest of the Earth, but happened to miss Greenland. And then all subsequent rocks created on Earth have had lots of meteoritic tungsten 184 mixed in. So this indicates a large proportion of the gold and platinum in your rings and any jewellery you've got, and of course the tungsten in your drill bits, probably crashed to Earth in meteorites relatively late in the Earth's history.
So that's fascinating. All of the nice, pretty heavy metals, and it's these sort of heavy decorative metals, actually came from outer space.
Yes, certainly a very, very large proportion of it.
How odd.